Yeah, I understand that, but still it's better if it's on and then they give it over. So that's the Chasam Sofer did. We don't do that. I've adopted, don't give the guy, I don't keep any kadi for myself. Why? I'll tell you why. And this answers your question before. Why should the guy agree to this? Take a look. I want to show you this, and I think I have a source for the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, those who have it. In Sitkot Yud Beis, and the brackets towards the end. A very interesting comment he makes parenthetically. And I've told, I was mechaber this on my own, I told this to John Brown. And Tav Memchas, Sif Yud Beis, very Sitkot Yud Beis. I'll give the guy, I don't keep any kadi for myself. Why? I'll tell you why. And this answers your question before. Why should the guy agree to this? Take a look. I want to show you this, and I think I have a source for the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, those who have it. In Sitkot Yud Beis, and the brackets towards the end. A very interesting comment he makes parenthetically. And I've told, I was mechaber this on my own, I told this to John Brown. And Tav Memchas, Sif Yud Beis, very Sitkot Yud Beis, a long Sitkot. And for a parenthetical remark, yeah, yeah. Here, it's on page 61. Those who have the last five lines. V'yimiyore losei slo star shema yale b'dato lahachus b'chametz v'iko hefsim meruba. If you're afraid that the goy will take it and call the hefsim meruba. Catch this now. Yesh lo lahasno simo she yikne v'kesef tilvad v'li shtar. If you're afraid to give him a document, you can agree that he can be called without a shtar. V'tznai mahani b'zeh l'kama polskim v'yesh nismoch l'hokel d'chagon zeh. An incredible three lines in the Mishnah Berurah. If you're afraid that the guy will rip you off and he will be able to do so in court with the document that you give him, then the Shanta Khatas, if you can't get the document, you may go through the entire of your Thomas process with no document. The Iker Azim says, Murana King and Kesson. Now, we don't accept that, of course.
So Shanta
Khatas. What?
So
Shanta Khatas. So Shanta Khatas. I don't know exactly the case.
No, but it doesn't work. It's the form of the comments.
Okay. So you can go to the comments, of $10,000. That's Shanta Khatas.
Wait,
you
mean
you don't
intercount the
Intercounting. So I'll play a different bar, Mr. Brewer. What's so deep about this bar? The Mishnah Brewer is saying, I've killed no room. If I would say, here you're doing, you've adopted not giving the guy the document, the guy should be able to meet you in court. I would say, wait, you're taking measurements specifically. The guy is not going to get you in court. That should be heavy. What are we here? Because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't make a difference. If this sale is a legitimate sale, then it's okay. Well, guess what? I tell John, we discussed with John Brown about what things burned down, this is their responsibility. And he was still looking a little bit funny. Well, if you know, both he would be insured anyway, that's the real truth. He'd be insured anyway, but he's major warehouse. The rest is just a small change.
Would that be getting kind of
public? No, I don't think so. We'll come to that. That comes up in the record coach, but we'll discuss that. No, but the children would pay anyway, I'm pretty sure. So I told John, you know, I don't want to put any idea in your head, Mr. Brown, but if price go down, something would burn down, and of course we would come to you, Mr. Brown, and say, $1,000 of liquor is burned, then you have to lose $1,000. There exists that out of deniability, a wild Reagan term. Deniability. Mr. Brown can take the document. He has the only copy of that. I don't have a copy. I have a document. Don't keep a copy. He has the only copy. If he has the only copy, if it would suit his purpose, what he could do is take the copy, all the other papers that he has, and
burn it.
You know, they can just suddenly,
You
made it there.
But he lost, but he's not affected. He gave money down anyway.
The money that he gave was
What did you give? There are 500 people costing
$5. $20.
500 people costing $5.
One second. Question raised, there were two Aiden were there, they witnessed everything.
They didn't see everything.
Did they read the, they saw the rabbi saw something, they may have read this document, right? And they didn't read the intricacies of every last power of turning form. So these two candidates usually will not be able to testify exactly what said.
So say,
what?
I'm not
saying it's a good thing. I'm saying it as follows. That for this reason, Mr. John Brown can accept upon himself the risk of loss based upon the possibility of fire and of loss of value with a full heart. He knows he goes to the guy later on. Illegally, he's not accepting it. Undoubtedly, he doesn't expect him to just get a pat. So the shots might say he can accept it. And LMI, the key word is exposure. I think it's been a little better word. And what's your exposure? The exposure is very little on him. He can always, if necessary, slither out to say, what's this crazy?
I'm giving you a present for the Mishnah Berurah in the other direction. The Mishnah Berurah said that you can make a deal with the guy, not giving him the documents, so you can get out. That's a bigger chiddush. Where the Jew could somehow try to do some hanky-panky. So that's okay. I don't think that's really a chiddush. So Kavah Chomer, where you're giving the guy the out to do the hanky-panky. So I don't keep a copy of the document. You have all the documentation. John, we trust you. I mean, we've done business now for 18 years, and we've never had a problem. We've had a fire. And I would hope our best from Shana, we should all go. I once had a conversation, we were talking about what burned down. So I said, you know, what happened? We were discussing. I said, you know, I was talking to the people around the table, you know, it burned. We don't hope it ever happened, but, you know, John, you have the proof of sale. I don't have any proof of sale. As far as I didn't say, and if you could take this proof of sale and you could throw it into the fire, and then I didn't want to put these ideas, I mean, the man in the cloth, I should put these ideas into the mind of the innocent layman of a different religious persuasion, and far be it from me. But I told him that I don't have any documentation. So the dialogue of Hakira of Rabbi Yisrael. Yes?
I don't understand.
You don't like it?
There are two ways to be at least. Even if they personally might have seen everything, and even if they don't see anything, under court of law, it's like he signed that. You personally don't read the document then?
Oh,
so they heard
it together.
Right, so you heard
it. This, no question they know about this. No. But say for sure. Oh, for sure.
This wasn't
included. What did you say? What's your name again?
My name is this.
Who are you? I met Rabbi Willing. I know him. Yeah, sure. I said, sellers. But this particular property, the one that had that big fire over there with $1 million. What?
You can do that at any point in time. Why are we worried that the guys could do a little piece of it?
Take one of the shards, just burn it, and the little piece of it. No, you're making a big mistake.
The court here.
In reality, the sale is a snare. In reality, Mr. Brown will leave you a cheetah. It would be illegal and unethical and immoral and terrible.
But it doesn't finish.
It says no way affecting any backing or any scandal.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just that's a side point. Grab both sides. Let's go.
I don't simply say.
You can't testify about your house. What about all 450
other people? I know the rabbi's old.
How can you prove that one of the powers of attorney was Mr. Klein sold the house?
How do you prove it?
I prove it. My name is a cop.
Okay, then I can. Yeah.
Fine, sir.
I don't hear you.
Did still the Chasam Sofer that the Goy can sign this document to go over you, but the Goy is the one that has a copy of all the Ashad.
You're right. I know, Chanami. Alicia's saying that I could do it, have the Goy sign a copy, give the copy over to me, but he keeps all the Ashad. I guess I'm right. I don't even need to do it, so I don't do it. But,
you know who you sold for.
Whatever. Okay. Rabbo cites a few more details of the shtar. He said he should write in the document the lokas machno, the loka tofse, the story. Who learned tsubas here last year? We spent so much time on that. And every tsuba has it, every tnoim has it. Well, guess what? I looked in the back. He has the story. Mechira. Every official document says the Lokas Machta. Where am I? I'm in Ha'orach Havav. I don't know. But the truth, one second, hold on. Slow. The Lokas Tufse the story. That's not the. But how would you translate that? An empty form, the Tofet. Not validity. Rabbo, listen carefully. In English, for German, they didn't write that way. I looked in the German Shtar of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer, they didn't have it. Not only that, Rabbi Osai, I looked in the Shtar of in Hebrew, Rabbi Akiva Eger and the Alter Rebbe. Where's my Alter Rebbe man? Oh boy. Alter Rebbe Shtar and that of Rabbi Frank Zalman Golis in Hebrew. They also didn't have the Lokas Machlok of the story. Only Rav Nosson Adler and the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe was the forerunner of Satma, Heidelbaum, Sigurdur. So he had it. The others didn't have it at all. More than that, Hakol Shor Vekayim should write it. It's a minig that way. In English, it's not such a minig, and we don't write that way at all. The Chasam Sofer says write the hour. Why didn't ask you about that? Agreement made on before blank Eastern blank time. Who ever heard of writing an hour in a document? We never write an hour in a document. But you did ask me.
Yoshua asked right at the beginning.
Yoshua asked me why the hour is there?
Right at the beginning.
Date, this for the hour. Surprise, didn't ask for the hour. Okay. The end question, who loved Subas last year? There's still a long discussion of this issue last year. Remember that? No. I asked her Kasha. Every time it's Bilas or Bilas Nus. Because the Subas, the Shiva's only Kalwen, so Fayo. So then they write the ksuba 8 o'clock at night, and the beer is at 2 in the morning. And the shiva only chal when? The next day at 6 o'clock. So gevalt chabiyas nus. We discussed the barichas in Shasa. So here too is the problem. It's only chal, Rabosa. Only chal at shkia, mucha mitoko. But you have to sell the chametz sold when? Before the end of the fifth hour. That's why you're right over here, based on the chasam sofer. It's done on that day before, whatever, 10 something, whatever the time is, a.m., which is the Sofer's man of Hanoah, of the end of the fifth hour. So that's the reason why we're documenting it. Rabbi Osai, it's quoted here in the Sefer, in the Herald Lama Dalet, and Lama Gimel. You should write the entire document on one page, if I write it so small time, courtesy of David's computer, or if not, initial every page. Let me tell you a funny story. Unrelated to this, I was involved in unfortunately, a get situation, and there was a 20-30 page agreement, and I was upset about 4 pages, and I had them rewritten. They rewrote the pages. They gave the pages to one of the parties, who gave it to me, and I convinced the other party to sign the piece of paper at the end, on page 30, whatever it is. I told the lawyer who notarized, I said, huh? I don't know, tell me one thing over here. I just substituted 4 pages. Now, what if a person could have signed a page 30, and then someone else could have substituted 4 different pages at any point, and what's going on over here? So the lawyer told me, did you write, strictly speaking, that she really was what?
Initial
every page, by will documents, they usually initial every page. And here they should, but here, you know, this is a divorce case, they're not so machbun on it, but I know there a case with a finagler eye, they changed the page, but no one's looking. I'm not kidding. So for this reason, now Baruch Shachivanti, it's all on one page. I don't want to make any zakh. We used to have it 4 or 5 pages, and we write a big one page. Okay. Now, the
Edim should sign, if Edim do sign, which we don't have Edim at all, within two lines of the end of the document. Because if you leave two lines empty, it's a shayla of a zeal. We have over here, I don't know, David, how many lines are between the word York and the word Rabbi? If you, not two, right? Less than two.
One.
Only one?
Several spaces.
One. Two.
Not the next one.
One space above it and space below it.
It's two. I skipped one line.
You skipped one line?
One plus the space in between.
Right, but that's okay, that's only one line. You can't squeeze two lines in
there.
Good, so that's okay. Even if not, many people say it's okay. I think the same achlos by Adam applies to the personal signature. And 1 minute. You know, all right, didn't vote. No, we don't have any. We have Adam watching, given over. We don't have any. It's fine. Okay, we don't have any.
Why do you feel
it's not? We don't have any. What do you need Adam for? All, the only thing to do is document the rabbi agreed to it. The rabbi signs his name. Good enough.
Do you not have any grace in three?
We have two Aiden. We have more than three.
Three.
We have more than three. We have many people running around. But anyway. Did
you need a basin or not?
No. The Aaron and writes the document should be kept short so they can show it to the guy. I remember when I first came into this business, they had this humongous document with such detail. I cut out so many things in this document. It was so bloated with Narishka. I try to cut it down to the bone. There's nothing, not an extra word in it. Because I want it to be readable. We read it every year. We read it again.
Half 1 minute.
All right. But we read it again to make sure that it's a document which has to be read. And it makes it inflated. Now, Rabbi Osai. Yeah.
From the Jews
wow,
to the
wow,
rabbi.
What? I'm talking about from the Jews to the rabbi. Not from the rabbi to the guard. No, we haven't got to the kid. We're not finished yet. We're going to go right. We're both sides. Let's go right. A couple of technicalities in terms of Bechiras Chametz. When does the Iser Bal Yiroi, Sa'anof Chametz, set in? Does it depend upon the person who owns the Chametz, or does it depend on where the Chametz is found? A critical question. Depends upon where the chametz is found or where the person who holds the chametz is. Example, an American Jew goes to Israel. He's there for Yontif. His chametz is in New York. Right? So let's say, for example, we have to see it. Let's say Pesach will be on Tuesday. So the rabbi in America sells the Pesach chametz on Monday morning, 10 o'clock, which is Eretz Yisrael, Monday afternoon, 5 o'clock. It's after this month. Is the sale valid or invalid? Most poskim say it's invalid. It depends upon where the person is. The person has Pesach coming in too early, because he's in Eretz Yisrael, even though his chametz happens to be in New York. A small minority of people say that it depends on where the chametz is. If the chametz is in New York, you sell in New York, even though the owner is in Israel. And of course, it's back to boomerang the other way around as well.
Right?
That's right. Afterwards, depends on the take. So what we do is as follows. We have a mechiras yud gimel, an early sale, and if anyone goes there and show, we sell the chametz from early. In terms of buying back the chametz, let's say by the guys in California, so I buy it back, it's just after Abdullah. Well, in California, it's still 2 hours left to the under. So I tell Mr. Brown, whenever this happens, I'm buying all the chametz back, but if some people will live in the west of here, Chicago, California, wherever, that we do not buy that back right now. Rather,
you're buying it back.
You're going to buy it back effective 3 hours from now. Not only that, but we had a very serious case. What if the guy's in New York, but some of his chametz has a California home? So we tell Mr. Brown the question. We tell him, we also love this with him. The question of whether it depends upon the person, but also for the case, just play it safe. The California chametz we're going to buy back 3 hours from now. Then we go and try to love this with Mr. Brown. The guy go back to me, one of my fellow batim travels to the east. Oriental, Pacific Rim. And he has stuff in Japan, in Taiwan. I told Mr. Brown, I gotta tell you one thing. We Jews, we don't even know what a deadline is. There's disputes. Whether the deadline is east of Hawaii, or the deadline is somewhere in China. I mean, the question of a 90 degree, a quarter of the world is in limbo. We don't know what day it is over there, and how long. So I want to tell you that we're going to play it safe on both ends. That's what we tell them this. the chametz is in Taiwan, so we're going to sell it in the earlier sale, because maybe they're ahead of us. That's how it's assumed in the world at large. And we're going to buy it back later, because maybe they're behind us, which the Chazon Ish assumed. So he said, oh yeah, the John Brown is a very intelligent guy. Someone suggested I should ask Mr. Brown to come here this year. I don't think someone mentioned it to me today. Maybe I'll ask him.
Let
me have a good time.
I guess cheer,
but let me speak to the young faces and then pepper with questions, see what he says.
You have to specify this in the document.
Seems
like
we do this
all
orally. This is going to be done
orally. Oh, we can do it orally.
All right. I don't know. Rabbi Elsai, is there a need to do what we do, which is a power of attorney form, type of chametz, exact location, approximate value? Please. Is that necessary? I want to tell you, traditionally, it was not done. Gedolei Yisrael, even in our generation, where you go to them, you sign the Shtar Hashoah, on your name, your address, that's it. Doesn't say how much, doesn't say where it is specifically, except for your general address, doesn't say what it's worth, what's the difference? So the Makor Chaim that I asked you to take a look at, on the top line of the Ma'amar Chaimus there, of the new last paragraph there, in Sifkat Test says, if you don't specify either selling a Dover She'eino Mesuyam, an unspecified object which is not valid, Chosh Nishbet Simin Reish Test, the Bialach quotes it as well. You have to specify exactly what you're selling. Some suggest that if you, there's a thing called the Kesef HaKadoshim there in Kosher Mishpat, that if you don't specify everything, then the unspecified part then even is not valid. Then even the specified part is not valid. Because butla mitzasa, butla kula. So that last problem we take care of. Some poskim at the Mechiras Chametz Sefer quotes over here in Perek Dal. I'm in Perek Dal now. Ha'ara Chav. That's where he quotes the Makor Chaim. And he quotes Kesef HaKadoshim, who says even the other part is no good. Hold on. Maybe butla afala mesuyim. So you have to write down asmachta, he calls it. You write a bez mechoshim. I don't know if it's asmachta, but we don't necessarily mean. We don't know the word asmachta means. Remember that? A conditional contingency obligation. It's not an asmachta. Bez mechoshim won't work for this. I don't see what he's driving at. But anyway, that's what he says. But of course, we took care of that problem over here in this paragraph. You have the paragraph over here? Paragraph Dibur Hamaskil in addition. See, this is the last sentence in that paragraph. The example is that each sale and method of sale is independent, and therefore unaffected by any invalid sale or method of sale upon this agreement. So even this we take care of the...
They also have in the explanation of the term comics. Including but not limited.
But he says it's no good. So in case it's no good, but at least this is going to be good. Someone told me today, and I haven't seen it, I have to get a copy of it, that Rabbi Levine, Shalita, has in his Bechiras Chametz form a new wrinkle which no one ever had before. So we should put it in the next book. And that is that any Chametz which is not saleable, he considers a half a box of noodles to be not worth even a fruit. Because who's going to buy half a box of noodles? I don't agree with him. I think a guy would throw, my kid would love to buy half a fruit, a penny. If you have to give him half a box of Cheerios for sure. So I mean, it's honey nut Cheerios, a halakha of kava v'kama. So what do you mean we're going to put, that's what his zak, it's not sell on the open market. I don't think a big deal, it's like it's sell on the street. Anyway, that's what he says. So he apparently says anything which is closed is sold, anything which is open is given to my tongue. A new wrinkle. I have to get a hold of his zak, I haven't seen it yet. Someone just told me that today. So then if I can find it, I'll show it to you. Rabbi Levine, professor of economics. Okay. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, however, right over here in Siman Tov Mem Ches Sif Gimel says, there's no need to specify every bit of chametz.
That's the mocha for the minig Gedolei Yisrael, based on Rabbi Akiva. Why? He quotes in Kol Shel Mishpat, Mishnah Berurah says what? You should, but maybe the Eved, maybe it's not so much market. No, the Eved, Aruch Haim. Yeah, there we are, this is the balance of Kol Shel Mishpat. Yeah, you want to throw it out. Don't throw it out. No baltash.
Why is it?
It's Erev Pesach. You throw out comments, not baltash. The Torah says get rid of it. It's all baltash. Here is the...
I can avoid doing it right now.
Can't call it baltash, for sure. Here is the Rabbi Akiva. Please. Imakru, the Mashakosin Bishtar Mechir Lanachri. Kol Chemti Mokulov. Get it? Now listen. All my comments is yours, sold to you. Haramam va something else, I can't show Panar maybe. The Koshin Mishpat, Sov Simin, Reish Des, Lo Mahani, Kevin the Eino Manskir Mina Mesuya. If you don't specify what min, then it's no good. But if you specify what min, I'm selling you all kinds of comments. And you write down, you know, that's written in the Shtar Mechira, right? What do we have? Let's read the next paragraph. The term Chomet, let me see what we're up to. It is intended to include all 11 tribes of the fire of the grain. Wheat, rye, spelt, barley, oats. Alcohol fermentation of any of these grains. Or any admixture containing any of the above-mentioned products. Include an element to all items specifically enumerated upon the individual inventory sheets of each shelf. Since you basically specify the minute, so then it should be good. Okay, Rabbi Akiva himself, though, did specify. How do I know? I have his Mechira's comments. I have his Shtar in the back. And they specified exactly at least which min it is. At least which min, not every. Sorry? I think it's the ideal is what I have over here. The clock height, the location, and the value.
But I mean, so if you have to say, which cereal is
the name? I don't think so. Right, the groceries. In the pantry. I think in the kitchen, or liquor in the living room with a cabinet, or medicine in the bathroom, medicine chest. So that would be sufficient, I think. I think so. We'll get to that after Pesach. Not up today. How can I do? I can't hang up that far. Anyway, I think Mikir Adin, it's a great idea to write it. Even if Rabbi Kivager is right, and would be chal, but again, there's so much haroma that we're worried about over here. So at least, whatever you can do to strengthen it, like the Marasham said in Das Torah, you write a document to strengthen it. So you write, you specify to strengthen it. You try as much as possible to make it as strong as you can. So I'm very insistent that it's at all possible to have the details written into the power of attorney. Okay. What do you do, Rabbi Osai, with those 10 crumbs of bread that you want to burn after the sale? Dealing the guy's comments, it's his, he's burning it. So he quotes over here in the Bechira's comments book in the Chassam Sofer. How he took care of it. A great idea. He quotes to one of his colleagues in. I'm sorry?
That's not included in the Bechira.
Believe me, he's telling everything. Every whole comment that you wrote, so that should be included as well. Sorry?
Why, what
should be explained?
I don't know, I don't think if I didn't know
what
Chomets was, I just assumed it was like cakes, donuts, and
bread,
and alcohol.
That's
it.
I would think of any candies that are not Chomets. Both candies and not comments. We may not even on pace it'll be kidneys and mushrooms, I don't know what. But anyway. Ice cream. Oh, yeah. Comments. That's not comments. Don't tell anybody. But can't even on pace it, but it's not real, it's not comments. Anyway, let's look at the board over here. Look what he quotes. Listen. He quotes over here, this is Harold Lamadez, page Lamadez. From a Daniel Prosnitz. Lita de Matona Manas Lahar Zalachavero, please. also chomet shemotza b'shas bedika v'chakach limkor nimtza de'ein ze'bechal mechira shekvar nesana b'matana amas la'achzir. Unbelievable. You give it to somebody amatana amas la'achzir. What's the question? The question is for the other guy to whom you gave it, he also sold his chomet. You have to give it to him that's not selling chomet.
He didn't
take it, so no, right, he doesn't have to sell it.
To whom? I don't get it. So if he gives it back.
So he gives it back after the hero.
If he gives it back, 1 second. If he gives it back, then it'll turn out that the Bishas mice have belonged to the. Hold on. Reuben gives it to Shimon, and then all the chametz is sold to the guy. And then Shimon gives it back to Reuben.
Nope.
So let's figure it out. Reuben sold to the guy, and Shimon sold it. They both sold to the guy. Now, who does the chametz belong to?
It's
not included in Shimon's sale.
Right.
Is it included in Reuben's sale?
That's
a very sharp sticker.
He's just trying to say this shopping one.
That's what he said. We don't do this. I don't do this. I'm afraid to make this kind of matanas. So, but the problem is, it's a very serious problem. We'll discuss by Rikos later. We talk about there are pesach and Shabbos. It's a much bigger problem than that. That's the circumstance. I'm afraid to leave anything out of the sale. What do I do? So he quotes over here in Haro Lamed Gimel that some write in the document that whatever is going to be burned is not included in the mechira. Quotes from the Kelach Shel Ezo.
Right. Did you write any
of that? Oh, absolutely not.
Why?
I'll wait a minute, why? In Har Olam and Gibli, quotes from the Kelach Shel Ezo. But then he quotes that although Rav Bozna does it, either he's from Rav Bozna's Bezna B'nei Rak, Rav Sternberg writes, don't do it. I agree with Rav Sternberg. I will near it the quotation. Sha'akam lo yodeh eifo mai. Vashiru lo mevav lo mevur. I think he's right. To write this into the document is a net loss. I don't write it in. Any quotes? Some I have the document to be effective only at the moment before the Easter Hanok. So you're burning it before that. Yeah, but that's also a problem. Kolsa Kinyon, or other problems, I don't like that so much either. So what we do is as follows. What's Kolsa Kinyon? We discussed it before, huh? Kolsa Kinyon means if I do an action now, with the Halipin, right? I want it to be effective in 20 minutes from now. It doesn't work. Swung Subis, I pay base, and elsewhere. So I don't like the stalling off. I don't like that. But what I do is as follows. I do that because this document is sacrosanct. Absolutely sacrosanct. No exception. You see it is. No exceptions. Nothing's left out at all. So what I do is as follows. We say, John, I'm giving you an oral modification of that which is written in the document. The document stays pristine pure. But John, you see this bag? This bag has 10 crumbs. That bag has half a bagel. That bag has... And they're all right around in front of us, too. They're right here. These few bags we have lying on the table, and maybe there's one maybe lying in the... they're all here in front of them.
What about the people in the houses?
One second. I can't solve their problem. I don't want to get involved. These stuff we have here in shul, that's kept here now, and we may mention other people have elsewhere, but I can't be too specific.
That's right, you should burn before. No, right. If everyone else should burn before the
machine. No. So whatever we have here, it and maybe we mentioned it, others have the other shul down the block, whatever we're going to be burning, we're reserving for ourselves so we can burn it when it belongs still to us. Now, let's figure this out. Is this rider, is this oral understanding valid or not valid? I think that if it got to a din Torah, the Jew would win. In other words, I make this oral statement, and if for some reason, 2 minutes later, goes, I want those 10 crumbs. And the Jew says, I didn't sell to you. So what do you mean? I have a piece of paper which says that you sold me everything. We'll go to quickly to run to the Gadol Ador, pass up the din Torah. We'll say, give me Aiden. So I have 2 Aiden who will bear testimony that I said that at least a few bags of crumbs are removed from the sale. And the girl will say, well, I don't care what you said. I'm telling you I have a piece of paper. I don't know. I thought the Jew would win the Torah. I think the Jew would win the Torah. Although there's a piece of paper. But his Aiden said at the time, right before it was handed over the paper, they made this on this, you know. We were afraid, what if the Aiden, you know, you wouldn't want to make a business deal that way, but the Aiden will die, there's no evidence, etc. But if it would come to it in Torah, I think the Jew would win. And therefore, I think that you haven't played with the Shtar, weakened the Shtar like a Sturman's worried about. Still, I think the Jew, I think, would win it in Torah. And therefore, the Chometz belongs to him, and therefore, he could burn. Burning his own Chometz. That's what we do. Yes?
Why not everybody just make
the Chometz and take it back to the sale? It's more complicated. Yeah. That's what we do.
So what is
now I want to discuss a very serious shot. Very serious, serious question. Yes, David.
That whole thing was just to try and contain
that
they have to burn
their last
comments.
Right. Exactly. Avada. Yes. Well, we want to be kind of that cheap that if you have to burn your own comments last.
So you're risking Zaylo.
What am I risking?
Zaylo.
Not Zaylo. He's not Makhli. If the guy's not Makhli, it's not Zaylo.
What's the shot out of the game?
No, I want to know if it would come to a din Torah, who would win?
What difference
do
you make?
Don't say
the oral thing,
doesn't
matter.
No, but if he would win, you're not listening. Not Zaylo, no. If he would win, then even though it's not Zaylo, because that's not Makhla, it's not Chama Shali. Yes?
Where would we find
Aiden?
Would we find
any Aiden in Karim
Shabbat?
No, absolutely not.
Would we find
his Aiden in Torah? I have a Mamechir Shabbat. All the Rabbanu come to the same sense, come to Shul. From our neighborhood, from other neighborhoods. Yep. 10 rabbis there. So yeah, I'm an aide. The other one shul is there. This shul, you know, this shul have no relatives. I have relatives in every shul in the town. I have relatives. Famous or not so famous. But I try not to be an aide in any relative mechivas, any rabbi that mechivas. One shul is mine. One shul is one cousin. One shul is another cousin. And I have rabbis from other shuls, other neighborhoods. We don't have to wait. Yeah. If I can, it'd be worse. Give it to my tongue. It's not like a permit. Yes.
Do you have to? I just don't understand why you believe each individual will not have a thing to say that I'm selling many things together and the position being.
Yes, Rabbi Levine, I haven't seen this thing yet. I don't want to comment. Just someone told me about this one. Yes. It is. If you write in the document, I'm keeping something out, except for whatever I'm going to burn. What are you going to burn? How are you going to burn? What's that? We don't know. You're weakening the document. You don't want to make... Yeah, but you write in the document, what's in front of him? With documents served, what's in front of him? It doesn't say what's in front of him. Maybe everything's in front of him. Maybe the whole thing's in front of him. I mean, I don't know. It's unclear. So we'd rather give the document to the goy, and he should have the upper hand. And as far as we leave either that or that's what we do, we leave it out on a separate side deal, yes.
Is it better for someone to bring his comments to shul, that his comments should be included in
the,
what is his
bed? I think so. I always recommend whoever can come to shul, be part of the Bechira, whoever can do it.
Tough.
It's a tough commute from California and aeropace. But yeah. Serious problem on both sides. There are many stores, listen carefully now, very, very serious. There are many stores owned by non-observant Jews, or not yet observant Jews, right? Not yet observant Jews, who, either for business reasons or for traditional reasons, want to sell the chametz. Only one problem. Not only do they want to sell the chametz in Erev Pesach, they want to continue to sell the chametz throughout the whole Pesach. First day Pesach, second day Pesach, Shabbat Shalom Pesach, seventh. Straight through, they're open for business. Something that walks in with cold cash. The question is, if they authorize the rabbi to sell the chametz, is that worth something or is that worth nothing? That's a serious shaykh. Most poskim say it's absolutely dvar and betela. Worth nothing. He quotes it over here in Perek Hey, Ora Tetzvah, in the Sefer Mechira Summits. That's a bluff. And I asked him, look at the Stechemet. The Stechemet that he quotes over here. Stechemet is Simon Ches, Ostes, etc. I want you to look at the Stechemet for another reason. Just get an idea of what the man wrote in Hilchos Chametz. Did you see? When you look at the, if you flip through a little bit? Unbelievable. Here's the Sefer Stechemet. An amazing Sefer. It's like an encyclopedic work written by one person, not by a committee. It's written by 20 people, 100 people. One man! One person wrote all these volumes. Incredible. And Macharas, Macharechas Chametz Matzah. Here it starts on page 64, where the thing begins. It goes straight through. Unreal. This is the rest of the Sefer. 64 to 440, so kids, 400 pages of Chametz. And on Mechiras Chametz, he has a Marasim El Ches. Every nuance and detail, so much. So I figured if you look at one little paragraph or one line, you get a taste at least of what it's all about. Okay? Just to flip through. Oh.
When did Sehemet start writing the Torah?
Sehemet wrote the Torah of the Sefer. How old was he when he started?
Yeah.
That's a pretty young man, I guess.
How old
he was in the contemporary of the Tziv, right? Close to the Tziv. Right?
Middle
800. Right, I think late 800. I think he lived to the 19th, 20th century, if I'm not mistaken.
He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He got young in
Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, he died young, wow. So, he was obviously a very prolific writer. Wow. So he has over here, individuals who sell the chametz, and they keep the stores open. Akre shechazu b'shtar ha'shah, hareheim atvam yistru ma'asi ha'mushet. Why? Hey, Matzim Nosim Venosim Vayash, Kol Yom Erev Pesach. Oh, the tzaddikim in those days. His, not from us, what they do. Kirach Veshivet Simei, Yom 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 Purashim V'Torah Ma'amim. Oh, they believe only in 7 days. They don't believe the 8th, they like the Reform. They believe in Erev Pesach. Today, Babylon Hosein or Rabbah, I guess you couldn't even imagine, the guy who lives on Pesach. He's mevatel the ma'aser of the Moshe. So Menachem screams, "It's a Geneva." Menachem's like an insider. Rabbi Moshe, the Chronicle of Rachel, is a minority opinion. He says, "No, the authorization is valid, 100%." And the guy is a ganav. The Jews are ganav. When the Jews sell the chametz to every customer walking on Pesach, he's a ganav. But the authorization is valid. That's what Rav Moshe says. It's true, but I have to see that true. However, I must tell you that even if Rav Moshe is right, it doesn't help too much. Still can't bother after Pesach. Why?
Not you.
No. Because even if the sale was valid and anything which he had before Pesach, but what about all the deliveries he receives on Pesach? Yes, what does Rav Moshe say? He says it doesn't work. But at least, but he says that's Salapurta. So for the Friar Yid, who's going to buy the store of the other Friar? So at least you're cutting down the Averis. So for that reason, it's a good idea to do it. That's what Moshe basically writes. Come on, I mean, it's wild.
I mean, he includes them at the Eidei Avara, year of Eidei Avara, something like that.
Right.
To say that
right.
The
farce
don't do it.
And he wants the Jewish identity. You're making a farce out of my whole Mechira. What I prefer you to do is, I have nothing against it, do yours later. Do that separately. Let's finish all the regular Mechiras. And then, anything which is a little bit flim-flam, we'll do at the end, which we do to this day. We'll start saying some of the flim-flam that we do. But then we do it at the end. But the more solid mechivas we do first. Yes?
Looking at this from Moshe, he mentioned that there's no need to do this. And as long as there's a nice opinion, it doesn't matter, even if something is locked up right now, I don't really mean it.
Maybe you're right. Enoch and Ami. This Rav is a Talmud of Rav Moshe's Talmud. A grand Talmud of Rav Moshe. So he fell up, rely on Rav Moshe. Okay, look, I'm not coming to Rav Moshe. Let's go to Ador. You want to rely on Rav Moshe? You know, I don't like him so much. Rav was very much against it. But okay,
Afal Pikin. The problem was, how could you recommend the use of water at the Pesach? All the properties of the body on paper were still not valid for. The rabbi is a genius. He convinced this friar to accept no deliveries of chametz on Pesach except. Except.
Bread.
Bread!
Bread is going
to
run out.
Ah, so he told his all about him. He could buy in the store after Pesach. The rabbi's a genius. He convinced this friar to accept no deliveries of chametz on Pesach except. Except.
Bread.
Bread.
Ah, this bread is
going to
run out.
Ah, so he told his all about him. He could buy in the store after Pesach. Because the bread, if you go, if you go to Shulchan Pesach, that bread is fresh. So, and all other products, he just buy in Pesach. See, he got around the last problem of Rav Moshe with an extra drill dreidel. And he absolutely trusted this, that this friar would not, would follow the terms of their gentleman's agreement. So people asked him, can I buy it? I said, yes. But until now, I always said no. Because even Rav Moshe, would agree he can't do it because of the things that are coming to live it on Pesach. Now that the rabbi avoided that, and we'll see that a different drain, we'll see soon in a minute. So I think, I don't like the sale so much, but yeah, but I think you can go buy it. I once had a case that it wasn't done that way, where it was done that way, and a woman bought all the chametz, and then she gave it back. And the whole shadow, I don't know if it was back, what the doctor bar saw, and she started yelling, I'm a Holocaust survivor, and so I said, yeah. Oh, it was unbelievable. You do this, I went through Hitler, and you're doing really worse than that. It was a very bad scene. I didn't witness it, but it was a very bad scene. So, yes.
I got something like that.
Those times, how it's a bar, but they applied to me. I didn't come
into the content late. But now, for a person who's
irreligious,
who couldn't give a
hoot
about it, so it's not applied to them, doesn't apply to me to buy it.
You weren't here? You were doing this.
I thought
it was the fairest by carrot.
Aren't
they
supposed to say like that?
We'll get to it a little later. There is one Shverus Svar, we'll come to a little later about this.
Someone told me, I mean, I heard the name of Rabbi, what's his name in Israel about.
That fits a lot of rabbis fit that description.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it written or is it oral?
I don't know. I heard someone wrote it
in the telephone. So do me a favor and find out more specific. It's written down, I'd like to see it, okay? Why not? I appreciate it. Oh, anyway. What do you do, Rabbi Osai, in a big store? You can't do these kind of side deals. Or the major company. What do you do? I'll tell you what we do. Some arrange with a guy to buy the whole company. I'm talking about a public company. I don't believe in that. Because there goes the stock certificates with corporate entities, and I don't believe in making these. Like I told you, I don't want to sell my own stocks to the guy. I told you that you can't sell out a stock transfer. So I don't think you sell the whole company either. What we do is as follows. We sell all the inventory. All the inventory is sold to the guy. Now what about all the rest? But the store is being operated on Pesach. So we go like this. John Brown hires Mr. Klein as his manager of the store for the 8 days of Pesach. And therefore Mr. Klein does the business. And all the profits of Mr. Klein, all the losses of Mr. Klein. All the profits of Mr. Brown, all the loss of Mr. Brown. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. Mr. Klein is the manager for Mr. Brown. Wait a minute. Nope. Pesach is over. Now what happens? You have to make a whole accounting now, right? A whole accounting. How much did you gain? How much did you lose? The price went up, the price went down, how many customers, how many sales? That's a little complicated. Well, we ran up the document. Give it the end. I have it. I didn't bring it today. You want to look at this other document? Do you want to bring it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? We can have it tomorrow. I'm going to take a note.
If at the end of Pesach, instead of going to every last penny, the parties, we say like this, that Klein is willing to accept in lieu of the precise accounting and a certain amount of money as payment for the profits. What is that amount? Guess what? The exact amount of money that you paid that John Brown gave you in the first place. So we work it out not fast. I'll bring that form in. I'm going to give you two forms the same day. I'll try to bring in the form of the net if I can tomorrow, and then we'll discuss the intricacies of that form as well.
Is that a
farce? No. Now it's not a farce, so I'll go further than that.
I want to ask you a question. If I have a store, if you have a name, you want to sell it, I'll sell it to you for 7 days.
Wait a minute.
Make money on the paper.
It is now. Better to close the store.
What?
Let me go first. Still better to close the store.
I don't know.
What do you do? So once again, the same trick. What you do is, the inventory is sold to the guy. And then we say, listen, Mr. Cohen has a factory. He sold all the inventory to Mr. Brown. And Mr. Brown, if he gets contact off of his business, go into the food business and manufacture cookies. Does it fit for 8 days? Mr. Brown is too busy to do it. He's busy selling making much more money selling houses than they make cookies. But on the other hand, he has all this flour lying around now, all this. Does he hire Mr. Cohen as his subcontractor, that's the word they use today, a subcontractor. He should take his ground material and make it into cookies. And sell it, doing that on behalf of ground. With the same story with Lou, at the end, you'll say it's crazy. Because whoever heard it's a crazy deal. So I found out, much to my surprise, and pleasant surprise, this is done every single day of the week. In the business community, let's say I have a cookie company. I sell XYZ cookies, my brand name, XYZ cookies. Oh, great. One, now it's month of December, and there's a big crush before the 7/25. They want to have red and green cookies. I can't produce fast enough. I have a friend. He makes ABC cookies. He's having a slow season for whatever reason. He doesn't have the ABC. I'm doing is listening. I have no space to make cookies fast enough in my plan. You make the plan. I'll give you my wrappers. And you make cookies. I will sell it as XYZ cookies. And it's going to be my profit and loss, etc. You do all the work. It's done nice before you open the real world. The business corporate world has nothing to do with comments.
That's the whole thing. You might sell it to me.
No. You don't have a right. You start with all due respect. You have to ask a businessman. Oh, which I did. And that's done apparently in the world of business. I have my people. The same. They don't do it. Skill food. They don't sell the company.
They sell the inventory.
I have tons of flour in my store. I can't make, I don't have enough lines to go in my plant. Have you been to cookie plant in your life?
Yes.
Lou, you some of the lines they have? They have line, 1 out of 10 lines. I don't have enough lines. And down there, a mile away, this place which is where they have empty lines. I take my flour in my truck. I turn it over the flour to the truck, and he just makes it in his line. And then, et cetera. That's what's happening over here, in effect. That's Klein or Cohen. Make it brown, it's all that brown's flour, and it's making it for him. That's all. Nice and for it happens in the real business world. Yes?
And selling the company to...
I didn't sell the company. I don't sell any companies.
Selling the inventory to Mr. Brown and making Mr. Cohen the manager. I mean, I'm not sure the laws of corporate law, but, I mean, if there's a board of directors, can they say, well, we don't want this person as... I mean, unless they're...
Exactly. That's why you have to have a person that is to the measure of authority. To sign the authorization document. So,
corporation is not called in.
When did you become a rabbi?
What did you say?
Corporation is only the global single Jew who has access to the country.
Who said that's not true? That's right. When we have a corporation with one guy has 51%, or two guys with 51%.
So that means there's
no stock. Yes, he can. He can dissolve the company, take all the comments with him.
What
do you mean? He has access to dissolve the company. So I have no access because I live across the street. I cross the street and get the funds. He can dissolve the company, cross the street and get the funds. No. Yeah? Oh, is the Jew allowed to do this? The answer is absolutely not. The Jew is not allowed to do this. Because the Jew is having a norm in this chametz. The Jew's a Baal HaMeiros. That same Jew is eating chametz on Pesach. I feel bad for him. But does not do the chametz. Absolutely not. I can't even believe you. You don't know anything about business. It's done all the time.
What? There you said that I buy all inventory,
right? True. So fine,
that's
what you're
only
inventory. What are they going to
do
with
that
thing? What? What are they going
to
do with
that thing here? You're only paying full price everything?
Obviously. Did you read the document? I haven't gotten
to it
yet.
If you're looking for it, you pay full price. But you need that paying full price. You pay for $20,
so
you pay
$5. What do you mean? That's a down payment.
Down payment. Of course you pay the full, if you pay the full price.
How much is John trying to make money?
Find out after Pesach how much you made and how much you lost. We'll see. It's a big problem though with this whole problem. It's a very serious problem. Yes? Yeah, he knows everything. So the big problem. The problem is assumes, listen very carefully. This assumes that when deliveries are made either to the local store or deliveries are made to the particular factory and the person who happens to be there to receive the deliveries is a Jew, so we assume that he's receiving it on behalf of John Brown. Problem. No. Problem. Who learned Shas here? No. Come on, wake up, Rabbi Osai. The most fundamental principle. What? Not in Shilva Aveir. It's better, more fundamental. Ain Shlichus Menachri. That's a much more fundamental principle. You guys learned this. Atem Gamata. You haven't learned it? Come on. Atem B'nei Bris. Avshluchacha B'nei Bris. Shaliach B'nei Shalech. What's going on with you people? Basics. I'm picking it up, I'm signing it, whatever I'm doing. I'm doing it on behalf of John Brown.
But I never do see that. I mean, that's what we see. I can take something
out of my own
that
we would see that.
How is John Brown being
called?
Well, John's
had a miracle. He's being called a miracle. I don't know if he was. Well, John's a miracle. We have to go with the Torah law. So the answer, I'm also is, who learned from him and see him? How many years ago was that? 2 years ago. No? We discussed this then, this draft. There's a concept of Messiah called Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis. That means if somebody's being paid, not a regular than a shlitz, much more than shlitz. And according to many poskim, Yad Poel Ki Yad Balabayis works even if it's a guy. Either the Balabayis a guy or the Paul a guy. Oh, that's what we rely upon. Now, I'm trying to read the document tomorrow, if I look at my notepad. A few more important points on the Mechiras Chametz today. I'm not going to finish even tomorrow with more Mechiras Chametz, yeah? Did you finish the Mechiras Chametz? Otherwise, anyone finish the whole sheet?
Yeah.
If you did, I recommend that you just do Chazor. When's the Mechiras? When's the Mechiras? Sunday or Monday? When's it going to be?
Sunday.
Who wants Sunday? Raise your hand. Shia, S, Amecho, Barak, S. Who wants Monday? Raise your hand. Shia, S, Amecho, Barak, S, Amecho, Aim, and Nasa. Was everybody else?
Do
the option of last week. Last week's option of last time.
Give Shia as one of
I'll give Shia.
Give Shia
Monday. If you want, I'm willing to do that. But I have to have everyone else coming and take this class on Sunday Monday. I have to know when you're coming. It's the same as the payment to pass around on the penalty of perjury. Okay, so if you want that, I'll do the same deal. There'll be no Shia Sunday. The Bechina will be Sunday. For those who want to take a Sunday, I'll be here, Mr. Shem, to proctor the Bechina Sunday. For those who, for whatever reason, don't want to take on a Sunday, they'll have to come on Monday morning, 9 o'clock. Yeah? And take it Monday. It'll be Shia Monday. I'll only miss one day of Shia, because that's the day of the Bechina. So that's two Shia. All right, want to do it that way? We'll see if you start tomorrow. You know, we have to sign a dotted line here. John Brown, I'll never make you sign. Okay. On both sides. How long does the rental take place? Let's go down the line of the piece of paper. Yeah. It's like what? So what about it? Right, the other one. Let's keep reading. Please. In order to effect the sale, the buyer agrees to pay the agent the sum of the estimated fair market value as determined by three recognized experts. We'll see soon where this comes from. According to the accepted and market value present in New York, which will be paid by as follows. One, 1 cent per person right now. Two, the rest on or before as we rent the last day of paper. But this 1 cent per person is interesting. For many years, we had more than, we had 5 cents per person. Because you need a pruta. And when a pruta depends upon the price of silver. And the price of silver was shot up by the Hunt brothers artificially to $50-something an ounce. So you had to have a nickel in order to get a pruta's worth. Today, a pruta is silver is worth $3 an ounce. What is it? $4 an ounce. So a pruta is a half a penny. Or even a little bit less. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that if you take the price of silver per ounce, $4 an ounce, then a penny will come out to be approximately 0.4 cents. You have to move over how many decimal points then? Three. Lord, move all those decimal points. That's the way this works. That's the way it works out. Based upon the ratio of a penny to a dollar and an ounce to a sahora, to a gram, to a this, to a that. But this is the way it works out. I think it's 1/40th of a gram, and a gram is about 1/28th of an ounce. So 4 times 20 is about a little bit over 1,000. So it's about 1,000, a little less than 1,000th of the price of an ounce of silver. So it's about less than half a cent. Could be right over here 1/2 cent a person right now. It would save a big house. But you know, you get to pick out 500 people. Instead of handing me out, we pay in coins. He always pays us in coins. So these dollars, even though most of the dollars are silver, is what we call off Edith Kesef. Some argue, so he always comes clean. Every time he comes with the bank, he has a big bag with quarters, and he pays out in quarters depending on how many people. It would be much better if we ran a half a cent. But we don't, because Rabbi Moshe has a tshuva, which he writes, and should use a cent. Even if still the value is less than that, and he brings a right from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Tavbeis. It's Chelek Aleph Eneskin and Kufnun. He writes, because if you look at Kiddushin, the Gemara said, a pruta is Echad Mishmona Meisar HaItalki. If you look in the first Mishnah Kiddushin, it's a certain 1/8 of a certain coin. So what happens if the Isar gets cheaper? So then, there's a discussion over there, if it's 1/6 instead of 1/8, and then even though the Easter probably still has 4 sorahs worth of silver, the Kitzah Kalpana, he tries to bring a riot from the Gemara Kiddushin that they require the smallest coin, even though it's in fact more than the value of silver which it had previously. So therefore, he should have 1 cent. I think it's other possible to read Ramesha, but we do it anyway. But I just thought you really don't need so much money.
No.
What? You buy 2 bagels for $1. You have to give a... I do. I have 25 euros. You have 1/4. No? I don't understand you. You go to a store, you buy 2 tapes for a quarter. You don't give 12.5 cents twice. it's no different. I like to pass you. It's always over.
I'm paying 500 people.
So what?
Rabbi's the rabbi, but the rabbi's the agent.
I'm the agent. If I want, I'll take my quarter, I'll divide 25 cents. I'll give everyone a hit. Here's a penny, here's a penny, here's a penny. But I hold it all. All the money is held in my locker. Shh. For the whole of the time of paper. Don't tell anybody.
You mock them with their
money. Mock them
with
their money.
No,
no,
he's
paying
1 cent per person right now.
He pays me.
No, but you come with your penny bank of...
He comes. I don't give him anything.
Are you allowed to
do that? He comes at his own. I don't have to give him any money. He comes at his own pig. He comes at his own bank. With all of his quarters. Yes?
What about if you're
somewhere
like in Israel
where you're doing that? Agora. Agora's probably left for the penny. So you have to give more than one agora for it. Whatever it may be. Weiter, on both sides. Hold on. I must tell you that one of the primary objections to the Mechiras Chametz HaKlolis, which I told you about at the very beginning, where Sholem Eshiv, was they didn't have a pruta per person. That's over here. Where is it? Ein hakesef magia l'kidei shava pruta l'cholecha ben ha'mishal. But in my case, we do. We insist. There'd be a penny per each one. There used to be a nickel for each one in the old years, but it was worth more. Now, I have to tell you a secret, because I have to tell you, I can't hide it from you. And maybe you can prove me wrong. But we learned Kiddushin. I came up with a Chiddush Nifla, which I don't know, it's so wild. Wild Torah. And when did we prove wrong? I thought of Sazvara that maybe, you don't need a Shavu Pruta. What? Don't need a Shavu Pruta? What? Crazy. Of course you need a Shavu Pruta. The whole pilpul in Nachronim is, you need a Shavu Pruta the Cholecha V'yechah. You shouldn't need a Shavu Pruta at all. I had a Svara that you shouldn't need a Shavu Pruta at all. What's my Svara? I'll tell you my Svara, the Kitzur Nimrod. What is this idea of the penny? The penny is a payment. The remainder, the next sentence. The understanding is that the sale is absolute, and that the balance due is considered a debt from buyer to seller, the non-payment of which shall in no way affect the validity of the buyer's title of the common soul. That means that it's a keef of a milveh. What does that mean? It means really the common's worth $1,000. And really John should be giving me $1,000. What in effect happens, you really, it's a dip, catch this now. As if he gives me the $1,000, as if, and then I'm lending him back $999.99, which he now owes me as an outside deal, a separate deal. He owes me as a loan. This is how the Sma, Choshen Mishpat, Sunu Kuf Tzadi, Sukkot Nalef, understands all Kenyan Kesef. Kark and Nikla Bekesef works through the Zekif of the Milva. That's how the smart understand. The Taz says you're off the wall. This one is probably the most fundamental question in the Hilfus Mechiron. The number one most important of all. Listen carefully. The smile learns that if I sell you a house for $100,000, you give me a dollar. What's really happening is you give me $100,000, I'll give you back $999,999. Whatever it is. The Taz says, no. I'm being called to the field for a dollar. For a dollar, that happens. $1. That's all. Of course, you made a deal, you have to pay the rest of the money. But the Mechira, the King of Kedah, the one penny. How's the Gaval the Gariah? This is the Gariah, the Gariah Guru. He should think it's the Kedah. How do you know? What's the source? The Mechidush? What's the source? He can be said. On account of the Kiddush Kesef, you pay for your wife? You pay for your wife, that's a shot? Yes or no? You don't pay for your wife. Your wife and I was here. Your wife is either priceless or completely worthless. You can't pay for your wife. We call that Hebrew and our Hebrew is Hebrew Kesef Kinyan, ceremonial Kesef. As opposed to the smart only called the Kesef one, Piro. It's not ceremonial. It's paying the value.
I am paying one penny for the $1 million. Yeah, the rest of the keys of the building. Fundamental to the time of the smart. Now, who's right? The time of the right, the moment of right. See, I'll say before. And then we're going to go to later, tomorrow. And so the babies are going to Russell, they're involved in the shot. Especially one of the sorrows also. He said, there's a difference between Kinyan Keser, or Karaka, and Kinyan Mo, which is more put in the metabolism. You find the metabolism of Keser, that the sorrow Mo comes. Keser is a ceremony, the time is right, it's right from tradition, it's irreversible. Yeah, right. He's come out of the group. But when it comes to the Talmud, what's the source that can check the word of the Talmud? There ain't none. There's no source. It's a Svara. Once you watch the Pidgin Hekdesh, there's full value. So the Talmud is right when it comes to Karaka. That's why you use the expression Keter, it's a ceremonial Keter. Same as Keter works the Kiddushin. But as far as the Talmud, it's not right. That to really attain the whole thing, it's just a pigeon. Get the rest of the money back. So I'm really paying you $1 million. I won't give you one penny. Nah, give me $1 million, let me back every 7 cents. That's gonna check what happens. Oh, what occurred to me was, what does any writer do? If true, I was wondering, why must I have not approved them? If it's a ceremonial, catch up kidding like the Tad says, a body to prove them, no question about it. But if what? If what? It's kept us too wrong. But really, you're really paying the full value, just getting the rest of the loan. So here they have proof of the torso. What would that say? So I couldn't find the fairest of shots that I was wrong. Every person I saw assumes that it's wild horror. That's completely wrong. What?
Why? Is there
really other people? Well, this is relevant. Yes? Why?
Giving
the opinion about the money.
I'll take
a
food,
sir.
I'll
give it back to the food that you said. Or you're going to be one person. Maybe you're right. This is what I thought. I watched, but that's a little late. I want to check tomorrow. If this is so much to rub, then it's beautiful. So I don't agree with it. It's going to be even the Mr. Brewer to hold against me. Maybe tomorrow we're going to Mr. Brewer. Okay, please. It's sheer. Tell him to Mr. Brewer in front of us. We'll look inside. We are learning Hilchos Mechira Tzavos. Now, this is in the Sefer Mechira Tzavos Kilchasa. I'm going through the latter Ha'aretz based on the Seder of this Sefer. We're looking at other sources as well, of course. In Perek Zayin, he discusses the question of the areas. Storage areas where the chametz is found. Quote in Ha'orah Yud Zayin, the Sefer Divrei Malkiel. Zayin, Ha'orah Yud Zayin, where it's written that some say that the schira should not be for just days of Pesach, but should be for a longer period of time, months. She says, Divrei Malkiel writes, I see many rabbanim write, they read it for 9 days. It's not right. It's Haramani Keres. Why the Haramani Keres? Ki eich efshe sheititecha v'vosoy achag Yotzi ha'aklam es misham kol ha'dvarim shenim kurlo. Hey, how's it going to get out of here? Kamalo lo yanich lo lakachta ma sheyivdu du v'yivdu. So you actually measure how much there is and you count it up. And how much you have to pay. Ulazeh nochon ha'askir ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Excuse me, 2 weeks. Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Ki yodzi eish ozman godol sheyigmar ha'esek shalom. And it's Minchas Chayn. Who's Minchas Chayn? Anybody know Minchas Chayn is? No? Rabbi Olbaum from Kew Garden Hill. Remember Kew Garden Hill over here? You know Rabbi Olbaum, Rabbi Noach Isaac? That's why Minchas Chayn. Chayn is the same letters as Noach. They call the Sefer Minchas Chayn. He wrote it. He wrote our Gadash of Faith, Minchas Chayn. As a matter, I met him at a chasna last week. Kasalski's chasna, he was there for Tzad Rap, Tzad Akalaya. And he told me I have to get a copy. You dive in the shul. But I have to get someone to get a copy of his Minchas Chayn. I don't think it's a fair, it's out of print or something. I got his Minchas Chayn. This is
I'll ask. I'll have to remember to call him. I'll try to ask him up to get a copy.
What?
The Rav Malkiel, the Rav from Lomger, Rav Malkiel Tenenbaum. Amazing story. Have you heard his biography? Rav Malkiel, unbelievable story. Rav Malkiel Tenenbaum was the Rav of Lomger, one of the major towns of Litha. Big going, tremendous going. And the story goes, I've read it in one of the biography books, that at one point in time, he asked to be relieved of his duties as Rav of the town. And everyone loved him. He was such a popular man. He was beloved by everybody. He was such a talmid chacham and a gon and a ish chesed. And no one let him go. He said, Rebbe, why do you want to leave? He says, I'm a failure. I read the story. I was almost crying. I read the story. I'm a failure. What do you mean I'm a failure? Apparently, you see how you have to be so careful about, you know, judging people. Apparently, in those days, it must have been, let's say, 100 years ago. I don't know exactly when. There was tremendous force of Haskalah, which overran major portions of Lithuanian Jewry. And apparently, unfortunately, the Rebbetzin of the Divrei Malkiel got gechapped with the Haskalah. And as a result of that, the children were gechapped with the Haskalah. And before he turned around, his kids weren't even frum or something like that. The Gedoli Olam. It's not the only one. There are many good, I don't want to mention names. Gedoli Yisrael Mamish, whose kids were gechapped by the Haskalah. And they drifted from Yiddishkeit. And he felt, how can I preach and how can I be the rabbi in this town when I can't even be a rabbi in my own house? Can you imagine that? So they said, no, it's not your fault that we insist you remain as a rabbi. So I read it somewhere in one of the biographies. Amazing. I mean, we should be big Kanakas. Yeah, of course. You know, we have... Our children are all observant. This is what I call before the zeitgeist. You have to be careful what's going on. The wind is blowing one way, the wind is blowing another way. I mean, there were gedolim. I mean, even the gedolim had dor mamish. Not all their children came out Yirei Mishlem. Whatever it is. That's not a reflection on the parents. It's just the way it worked. It was impossible to hold on in those years, really. And sometimes they had a split with some of Gedolim. Many of the children were also Gedolim in their own right. If they were men or Nishay Gedolim Hadar, if they were women. And the other children weren't from. Well, were, I don't know how, but they drifted away gradually. I don't know. I mean, they say, I don't know the details of Kiveya. Kiveya, the son of the Gedolim Hadar, Shloim Eger. His son was a Chassam Sefer, the Gedolim Hadar. And I don't know all the details. Yet the other children apparently didn't quite whatever. So again, that's just an incident. Parentheses. I don't know who the answer to the different Malkiel was. So here's what he said: Lanias Daiti. Thank you. You have to sign before you leave the room today. Lanias Daiti. It's not so pushy. I would not recommend this. I don't do it. You saw that in my document. It says 10 days. See, you saw that in the short document. No, see, in the one you have, there's no number of days. It says from such and such a time to such and such a time. So you have it in front of you, everybody?
Yeah.
Please take it out. There's two things. There's a Mishnah Berurah, you have to have this.
Right.
I forgot to bring it. It's tomorrow. Yeah. Nope. Okay. I'm sorry, we had just enough, apparently. Well, we can always copy it. Xerox machines work. Yeah. So in the law, here it says, you know, in the paragraph, here, let's keep going. We left off yesterday.
What do you do with the stuff that you sold?
Well, hold on.
Last 8 days.
1 second. In addition, not to Reptu? We did that already.
Yeah.
In addition, the buyer is an item to the Asian Khalifan and shake hands and cause the common custom of sales, Situmta. These additional methods of acquisition are employed because of questions about the effectiveness of each method. It is emphasized, that we read before yesterday, that each sale or method of sale is independent if unaffected by invalid or sale or method of sale before this agreement. It is further agreed, here it is, that the agent, in the event of each of the sellers, him at least to the buyer, the closets, cabinets, storage rooms, garages, spaces, and other areas in the premises of each of the sellers where the aforementioned chametz may be located, including the location specifically enumerated upon the aforementioned inventory sheet, and including further... Oh, he found another mistake. Look at that. Thank you. See how you have to keep reading together? Cheers. Wow. See, that made the spell check. It's another word. Ah. Spell checks can't hurt it. Sheets. and including further. And if you find any other mistakes, please let me know, please. Including further any other location within the premises of the cells where such chametz may be found. Parentheses. In the event that any of the sellers may be tenants of the premises they presently occupy, with respect to such sellers, this provision will be intended to convey a sublease of the areas where such chametz may be located. End parentheses. The duration of this lease agreement shall be from blank, 19 blank, before blank, Eastern blank time, to blank, Eastern blank time, on blank, blank, 19 blank. So that this is how we do it. But that's no problem. You just write whatever you want. However, I want to make it short. I want to make it so simple. So I said, we also lease the place where such chametz is found as here and after indicated addresses to Mr. Brown for a period of 10 days. So I had to make sure to include Erev Pesach, the sale. As now this year, I don't know what to do. Because this year, if I do a mechira on Thursday, so I need 10 days, we'll fall short a few hours. I think I'm not going to change. I'll just leave 10 days, and I'll just, 10 days is, the days are not measured by minutes. As far as the Israelis, I can do it, no problem, on Friday morning. But the problem is the people who want to get out of Mechiras and Bedikas Chametz. So we made this point from that perspective, since the Bedikas is Thursday night, so maybe I may do one anyway Thursday afternoon. So then I have a problem with the 10 days. All right, we'll figure out what to do. Yes, no? We don't do that. Oh, no, none of this stuff. Well, let me tell you why I don't like this different Malkiel's verse. I'll tell you why I don't like it. First of all, I don't think it's tied at their time. Why? What do you mean? What do you mean he can't get all the chametz out? That he can get the chametz out on Pesach himself? He can come on Pesach with his form and take a truck, a U-Haul, and start taking everything away?
No, then you give it back by the time you get it back.
What, give it back? He can keep it for good. His whole Pesach to take it away. Aleph. Beis. If he comes and wants to take it all away, and I say, hold it, John, we have to make a box-by-box measurement of everything that's on the inventory. John says, you want to wait? That's your business, but you're going to have to at least let me do the stuff until you measure everything. Say, okay. So, I mean, I'm holding it up. So I don't think it's time to kindness to begin with. Furthermore, I don't like this business about leaving it for a longer time. You know why? I don't like when a Jewish person uses the area which is rented out to the goy. So for those 10 days, that's chametz is usher, so the whatever he puts in a certain corner is left in that corner, and you don't go into that corner because it's full of chametz. So then, very nice. But if you're going to keep it till Rosh Chodesh Iyar rents it out to the non-Jew, what's going to happen if this Pesach is over? I'm going to go in there and then occupy that territory. Ah. So these occupied territories are going to be belong to a non-Jewish person and being used by the Jewish person. And I don't like that. It makes it more of a harama. I don't do this Rosh Chodesh. We do it only if you left the Pesach, and that's it. To rent it back from him. I used to make a joke. I'm renting it for 30 days, rent it back. Who needs it? Who needs it? What do you need it for? I don't know. I like it much better this place. Where we leave it. Yes? Well, that's again. It's the same exact problem as the fact that I have this half a sandwich under my sofa, because that's not included in the power of attorney form, right? Because who thinks about these things? That's what we say in the power of attorney. I read to you a few times.
Right.
It's including but not limited to. So as far as the stale sandwich under my sofa, I left myself an out. That is included. So the same way it's included in the sales, that the place under is included in the rental. You'll say it's a shvacha sale and a shvacha rental. I agree with you, but what can I do? I can't do any better than that. So we try not to leave these half the sandwiches to sale in the first. But if the case three exists, we'll rely on the sale and on the rental for that. But you're right. Yes.
Do you have to rent that area where it's
actually? Yeah, you should rent all the areas. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't like leaving chametz in the refrigerator or freezer either, because. I don't like it. You have a whole separate freezer, and it's closed completely, locked, closed, taped. So?
Can I ask you a question?
What chametz you saw in the refrigerator and freezer?
Pizza bag.
I don't like that. We don't do that. I'm very much opposed to that because you have your immediate. You're within a hand's reach. It's right there in front of you, and you're going into the freezer to take out. I don't like it. Sorry. No, come on. No. And what we do is the schnapps that we sell is in a linen closet all year long. We don't give schnapps in the kitchen. Schnapps, when we do a schnapps. We get it for someone who goes from year to year. We sell it and buy it. So we don't have someone's upstairs guest, so he walks in, we give him some schnapps. So I don't know. I don't like schnapps. I'm against drinking schnapps. I'm on record. Not because I'm at a cold shoulder of a festa. I don't like drinking. Too many things go wrong when people drink. I'm against. I already told you this. I'm against. Just drink wine. That's all. Finish. Next. What else do we have to cover? Anything which is a grocery item. We put it, whatever we have, everything is some groceries which are coming. We put it in a separate area and cover it completely. Not the same as in a freezer, because in a freezer, you'll wrap it up with something. You put some kind of, but you're into the place. You're in the same shelf. The whole freezer is always so big. You have a separate freezer, which you want to just cordon off completely. Then I think it's okay. But other than that, it's a problem. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Red shelf, they don't sell it. Right, that's a question of Chitiyus Tzvachim. So I saw in the Mechiras Chametz book, it's either Chitiyus Tzvachim, or is you cover with paper and you staple it. You staple it and nail it down. It's nail, masmerim. I'm not sure what the masmerim do for you, but it seems to me, if you have a, let's say for example, you have a...
The closet.
Close it. So let that happen. Look at the closet behind you. Open the door, please. Who's there? Just open the door to the closet. Let me see. Thank you very much. Let's say, for example, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, I have 5 or 6 shelves there, right? Let's say I want to have one that's still with comments, right? Look at the top of the comments. Put all my comments in the top shelf. And then I close that off completely, right? So it seems to me, that's not so bad. So in that kind of case, you close it up. It's in a true the mechitza not asara tzvachim. Mechitza asara tzvachim means you have comments, and you have to separate yourself. You can go over the mechitza. So it's not completely enclosed. It's completely enclosed like this. I'm thinking those less than 10 tzvachim would still be okay.
What about leaving
comments on the door and covering the floor? No, don't like it. This doesn't appeal to me. Yeah.
I don't like that either.
I like it like this.